Good morning, Chelveston, Caldecott, and Chelston Rise. It's Mothering Sunday, the 22nd of March, and this is Adrian Dale speaking to you from the church with the daily briefing. Thank you all for your efforts yesterday in spreading the word about the work we're collectively doing for the village. There are now 83 members of the WhatsApp group and another 17 subscribers by email. That's truly heartwarming. 100 villagers have now joined our network since Ray Daniel set it up less than a week ago. So yesterday I mentioned that Carol Parsons had agreed to coordinate leaflet and newsletter delivery. That's now up and running, so a big thank you to the people who volunteered. Carol will let me know if she's got any blind spots in the village, and then we'll make a second call. I also asked people to come back to me with any concerns about vulnerable households in their immediate neighbourhood. This information has been really useful. Candy Thornton Scott from Hillside has been helpful in this, and Andy Cuthbert has put the word out at Chelston Rise. This is important. No one in this village will be without support if they need it. No one will slip through the net for lack of trying. In fact, two households came yesterday and called for help, encouraged by the goodwill they were seeing. We were able to deal with their needs within minutes, so thank you to those who helped. I knew I'd be very busy all day and that I wouldn't have time for my usual litter pick. But I wasn't too worried, as actually things looked okay when I went up to church for the morning broadcast. So you can imagine my horror at lunchtime seeing litter scattered all the way down the Higham Road. I mean, what sort of scumbag, sorry Michelle, but what sort of person does that in the midst of a national emergency in broad daylight? So you can imagine my delight a few minutes later when I got a message from Mark Hunter, the clerk of the council. One of our residents, new residents, Vicky Hardy from Peter's Close, had asked Mark for litter picking equipment so she could do the job. Now thanks Vicky, especially for tackling all those tricky areas that don't fit into my bags normally each day. It's a great help. There were some really good information posts on the group yesterday. Clinton Hill posted a clear picture of how the self-isolation timeline needs to work in a family if a couple of people get infected. And Brenda Eldred provided the child-friendly explanation of the coronavirus. I confess I actually found that quite helpful. Never mind children. So the supermarkets are finally getting their collective acts together, which is fantastic to see. As Joanne Card warned yesterday, most are changing their opening hours with immediate effect, and they're restricting certain hours for the vulnerable and NHS workers. The details are far too complex to post on the group for each of the retailers, so please consult their websites. But again, if you need help and information, please ask. Someone on the group will know. I mentioned that Ray Daniels, Mark Hunter, and I would meet virtually yesterday to consider the next steps. Our overriding concern was shopping and how volunteers could shop for those who couldn't get out. Would the volunteers be able to access the vulnerable slots if they were shopping for a number of vulnerable people? It's a fair question. So Mark has come up with a prototype letter of authorisation and identity, which he's going to test with the manager of Waitrose tomorrow. This would bear the picture of the volunteer together with their name. It would be embossed with a parish council seal, something which can't be forged as it cuts into the paper. If the Waitrose manager agrees, I'll then approach the manager of Lidl and we can see what we can do with Asda just after that. We're not trying to beat the system, we just want to help the vulnerable avoid the scrum. Now, that being said, the message from the government was very clear yesterday. There is enough food in the system for everyone in the country. It's selfish behaviour that's causing the problem. Now, Friday's shock was the closure of all leisure, restaurant, and pub facilities, which hit hard in the whole village, but especially for Naomi and the girls at the Star and Garter. They've worked so hard in the last few months to take an already successful pub to new levels. It must be simply heartbreaking to face this setback. But the messages of support yesterday were great. However, even better has been villagers voting with their wallets by ordering takeaway food and drink. Please keep it up. We simply must keep our pub alive. With the church and the village hall, it's one of the cornerstones of village life. The Star and Garter has stood as a public house at the heart of this village for 300 years. Naomi is only the 27th publican since 1800. If you think how many prime ministers we've had in our own lifetimes, you'll realise the important role she plays in the social fabric of the village. So I say it again, let's keep our pub alive. We need it. Sad and shocking as Friday's announcements were, the government was right to take these steps. Deaths from coronavirus are indeed on track to double every 2.5 days. Social distancing is vital. Hand washing is vital. Self-isolation is vital. And if we follow these rules, we can beat this virus as a community. Now, a small team spent yesterday afternoon in the church preparing for this morning's broadcast. We did several test broadcasts with Helen in glitches and fun, but we certainly had glitches and fun, but we certainly had glitches and fun, but we certainly had glitches and challenges, and we can't promise things will be problem-free today. I have to say, never in my wildest nightmares did I imagine learning to be a sound engineer and broadcaster in the middle of a national emergency. Please bear with us, folks, as we try. I'll be publishing access details and the order of service shortly, and we will be recording the service and hope to post the recording within an hour of the service finishing. So please stay safe and stay hopeful this Mothering Sunday, and together we can beat this. Thank you.